On Portland State University Week, the changing atmosphere is putting stresses on ecosystems. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elise Granick, associate professor of environmental science and management, determines how to identify solutions to keep coastal environments viable.
The coastal zone, transition zone between land, sea, and atmosphere, provides vital ecological, cultural, and commercial benefits. Around the world, these ecosystems are home to a vast number of species, support critical industries, and sustain the cultural heritage of the people who have called them home. As with all ecosystems, they are vulnerable. Nearshore waters, estuaries, tidal flats, and the species they support are on the front lines of human activities. Coastal zones are among the most rapidly growing areas, increasing both the human dependence on them and the human pressures they face from habitat modification, non-native species introductions, and pollutant runoff, all of which disrupt these ecosystems, harm native plants and animals that inhabit their waters, and threaten their ecological, cultural, and economic vitality. Critical marine organisms, including clams, oysters, crabs, and fish, ingest microplastics, pharmaceuticals, and forestry-associated pesticides originating primarily from upstream. These contaminants make their way into the food web. Ecologists are only beginning to explore the long-term implications of these pollutants for marine animals, plants, and ecosystems. We partner with communities, tribes, governmental and non-governmental organizations to identify contaminant concentrations, hotspots, sources, and effects on animals to provide the resources necessary to inform action. Given the intense human dependence on the continued vitality of these coastal ecosystems, understanding the impact of human activity on the species that inhabit them is essential to identifying solutions to address the suite of impacts. What are the sources of contamination? What are the potential outcomes for the species impacted by pollutant exposure? And what can be done at the individual, community, and policy levels to mitigate the adverse effects of human activities on these ecosystems?
That was Elise Granick of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.